For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. What a game last night at Madison Square Garden.
5.7 left. No timeouts remaining. Anunoby is handed the ball. Finds Brunson at midcourt. Launches a straight on three. Missed it short. Tip by Anunoby. He put it in. Anunoby put it in. The Knicks take the lead with 1.2 to go.
Tyler Murray, the call on MSG Radio of the eventual game-winning bucket. Knicks stunned the Spurs, rallying from a 29-point deficit to take a 3-1 series lead over the Spurs. Former Minnesota Timberwolf Karl-Anthony Towns was emotional in the victory.
I think for me, you could see my reaction, the emotion. It kind of spilled out of that moment. It was tears of joy, you know, just, you know, it wasn't boo-hooing or anything, but just tears of joy because, like I said, all you could do is ask for a chance. And for me personally, I just wanted one break in life. and I got one at that last play with OG making the shot and us getting the stop. I just wanted one break in life, just one thing to go my way one time.
Game 5 is Saturday night in San Antonio. Spurs looking for their first championship in more than 50 years. The Vikings are wrapping up their mandatory minicamp today in Eagan. The vets are getting to know the new guys, like running back Aaron Jones Sr. meeting new quarterback Kyler Murray.
Excited for him. I know he's had a last year he was out with some injuries, so anytime we sign anybody, I'm excited about it. Get to meet new people, make new teammates, new relationships, and really get to know people. So I was excited.
After today, the Vikings are back on the field next week for another round of OTAs. In hockey tonight, it's Game 5 between the Canes and Golden Knights. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.